For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And the Pulitzer Prize was announced this week for drama. When I refer to the Pulitzer Prize, that is the one I'm talking about. And it is Michael R. Jackson's musical, A Strange Loop, which was performed off-Broadway at Playwrights Horizons. It's the 10th musical to win the Pulitzer.
You know, if you grew up thinking musicals were more entertainment and less serious, like the Pulitzer Prize, actually, Pulitzer Prize takes musicals very seriously. Well, I guess the last one was Hamilton.
Yes, Hamilton, preceded by Next Normal, Rent, Sunday in the Park with George, Chorus Line, How to Succeed in Business, Fiorello, South Pacific, and Of the Icing.
There have been Pulitzer Prize-winning musicals aplenty. Well, Americans, I think, take our musicals very seriously, put a lot of thought and creativity into them, and I think that is why we're unmatched in the world. It is why they're called American musicals. And this one, kind of interesting, a reflection of our times, is about a black queer writer working as a Broadway usher while he's writing his own original musical. And his own original musical is a piece about a black queer writer working as a Broadway usher while writing his original musical. Thus the title, A Strange Loop. And of course, our theater going entirely curtailed, can't see it, not being performed, and the awards season in New York. Were you aware that New York calls this the awards season? Everything is supposed to be happening, but everything is either on hold or gone digital.
Well, most people know the Tonys, but I know you've mentioned many, many more awards.
Well, the Tonys are put on hold indefinitely. They want to be able to do it, but they can't. As opposed to in London, where the Olivier Awards were canceled, but now they say they're going to do some kind of broadcast in the fall sometime, maybe. But there's the Obie Awards, and they are moving online. That's for off-Broadway achievement. New York Drama Critics Award, they simply announced those, and then they're going to do a little presentation online. The Lucille Lortel Awards were online. The Drama League, online. The Chita Rivera Awards for dance, postponed. The Bessies, which are for dance and performance, not only are they being given digitally, but if you'd announced your live performance previous to COVID-19 and then subsequently live streamed it, you're still eligible. That's the first I've heard of that.
So if you booked a venue, a physical venue, but couldn't use it, then you're in.
You're in for the Bessies, yes. For Buffalo's, for the Arties, I'm waiting and seeing. We are holding the date of June the 15th, which is seeming, I don't know, what do you think? Unlikely?
I think pretty unlikely.
Pretty unlikely.
I think that's a phase 4 event.
Right, right. Not official yet, but accommodations having to be made.
Now, last week, you noted, we were talking about the Sondheim birthday special, which was just chock-a-block with star power. You know, when one door closes, another one sort of virtually opens. Okay, we can't see these stars on Broadway, but there are opportunities now that weren't available before. You were thinking of educational opportunities, especially for younger people.
Well, someone had contacted me saying that her son was going to go to theater camp, and that's canceled. So what are they going to do? And I said, well, check in first and make sure that they're not doing it online, because some of these programs are moving online. And then it occurred to me, well, if it's online, it could be anywhere. You might find a perfect program for your child somewhere else. And it didn't take much digging. And I've been referring people to Playbill.com because it's easy to remember and they're obsessed with all these things. And sure enough, an amazing roster of opportunities. There's Disney Theatricals has free education tools for theatrically oriented activities with kids. Everything from mask making to Aladdin-inspired art and design, and Lincoln Center at Home. Why not? Lincoln Center has the pop-up classroom, dance lessons, narrative voice workshops, making puppets from at-home objects, writing your own songs and singing them, weaving, recycling material, all kinds of arts activities.
Ooh, I could be the next Michelle Costa. I could be the next Adam Krutinger with great puppets.
You totally can do it. Yes, you can be Adam Krutinger. But Hamilton, you mentioned Hamilton. Hamilton has EduHam at Home, which helps young people write their own stories. And Harlem School of the Arts is going, and New Victory Theater is going. Just a long list of things that people could do. I know that a lot of people confined at home with their children and so happy to have the family so close together all the time.
Oh, you're wicked, Mr. Chase.
What did I say?
Well, on print, it looks very normal. I think it was your tone of voice that belied your true feelings.
Well, the family that stays together gets irritable together. But there certainly are remedies. Luckily, people in the theater are nothing if not creative and innovative, well, at their best. And I think we're about to hear the announcements of seasons shifting, trying to be nimble. Most theaters have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, just because you've got to.
Well, my plan A is to get together again next week for another theater talk.
Well, and somehow we'll have a lot to talk about for a theater talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.